Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruf Gentry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ruf Gentry. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Boland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Preston Gomez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Carrasquel. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex Carrasquel. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Boland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Case moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Boland reaches second base with a double. Case scores. Guerra scores. Spence goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Torres reaches second base with a double. Boland scores. It's 4-0, Senators. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to third. Two outs. Preston Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 4-1, Senators. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres throws to second for one, and Myatt throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Higgins scores. Hoover moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. QL reaches second base with a double. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Spence is chasing the ball. Kramer rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 4-3, Senators. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field. Boland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Spence chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Myatt. Myatt fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Myatt. York goes all the way around to score. Wakefield moves all the way to home. It's 5-4, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Boland moves to second. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the mound. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Preston Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Bill Lefevre pinch hits for Alex Carrasquel. Bill Lefevre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefevre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Gomez moves to third. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoover. Gomez scores. Case moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Case moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Lefevre now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins bunts towards the mound. Lefevre fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards is walked intentionally. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Torres. York scores. Wakefield moves to third. Richards moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Richards scores. Hoover moves to third. It's 9-5, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Lefevre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoover scores. Gentry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive towards short. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boland strikes out. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torres takes first base on ball 4. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Senators 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Preston Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gomez strikes out. One out. Bill Lefevre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefevre is 0 for 1 in the game. Lefevre hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Richards interferes with Lefevre, who is awarded first base. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Case bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. LeFevre moves to second. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Senators 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Richards reaches second base with a double. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Spence. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Richards moves to third. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a line drive into right field. Boland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richards scores. Hoover moves to third. One out. It's 11-5, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoover scores. Two outs. It's 12-5, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Boland hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boland for the out. Spence moves to second. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Senators 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-4 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. York hits a fly ball into right field. Boland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Preston Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gomez strikes out. One out. Bill LaFevre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFevre is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFevre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Case takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Senators 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boland strikes out. 2 outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.